Good afternoon, everyone. Federico here. I wanted to give you a little bit of an update. Yesterday on Connected, we talked about why we're doing a Telegram channel for Mac Stories. And since the episode, it's been nice to see we've grown to almost 500 members. So that's nice. And I've seen quite a few people ask me, how can we interact with the channel? How can we provide feedback or reply? The answer is that the channel is not meant to be a community, I guess, in the sense that it doesn't want to be like a Slack. We've talked about this yesterday on Connected. We just wanted to give you guys a more extended, let's say, behind the scenes. So the best way to get in touch with us is still over Twitter, you know. We're always spending time on Twitter, and I feel like the best way for everyone to reply to us would be on Twitter, as it's always been. For Mac Stories articles, you can send comments, you can send ideas, and you can send feedback about the channel on Twitter. So thanks, John, for the audio clip this morning. I already told him it sounds very nice. I'm looking forward to see how he will test the new microphone, the Shure microphone with the lightning connector. And as for what I'm up to today, I'm gonna send a teaser, a small teaser of a project that it's been going on for the past couple of months, and we're working on it with a new person. I don't want to say who it is yet. We're working on this big surprise, hopefully for next week. It's a project that we've been working on for the past two and a half months maybe, and I'm really, really excited about it. So I asked him to put together a teaser for Twitter, so be on the lookout on my Twitter. I'm gonna send an image to kind of give you a glimpse of what I've been working on. So I'm putting the finishing touches on that article. Hopefully it's going to be on Mac Stories next week. And I'm also going to check out John's reviews coming this week. And a few people asked me, how exactly do we manage with Mac Stories collaboration for articles, kind of reading each other's drafts and making edits, suggestions. We use private GitHub repos, so we work exclusively with GitHub now, and we use an app called Working Copy for iOS. We have private repos, you can add those to Working Copy, and the great thing about using GitHub for collaboration is when someone else uploads a draft, first we get a notification in the Slack, the Mac Stories Slack. We connected it to GitHub so we can get alerts when there's a new modification to a file. And the great thing is I can open Working Copy and I can check out, let's say, John's review. I can make edits. And by nature of, you know, GitHub and version control, each modification is available in Working Copy. So John can see all my edits. He can choose to accept those edits. He can merge the files. And it's so nice to keep track of, you know, deleted text, additions. Working Copy supports word by word highlighting with GitHub, which is super nice when you're working with someone else on a draft. So I'm going to check out John's reviews. I'm going to send out this teaser on Twitter, and I will make sure to post the link on the Telegram channel. I'm also trying to understand if there's a way to run polls on Telegram. I know that there's some kind of Telegram bot that can run polls. I'm not sure if there's a way to let people choose from multiple answers. So that would be nice, kind of to post questions on the Telegram channel to get replies, sort of a poll from people. Otherwise, I just use a Google form, I guess. I know that Graham likes Google forms a lot. So I'm gonna do that kind of research. And then I'm off to a party tonight, a surprise party for a friend of ours. She moved to Scotland and now she's back in Rome. So we're gonna throw her a surprise welcome homecoming, as the Americans would say, I guess, party. It's gonna be nice. And then I'm back to editing and preparing Mac Stories Weekly full time tonight. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later. Ciao.